我们刚才读的这一段圣经是在加拉太书。
We just read the passage from Galatians.
加拉太书是保罗写给加拉太这个地区的教会的一封信。
This is a letter Paul wrote for the church in the Galatia.
保罗在他海外布道的旅程当中。
During Paul's journey, missionary journey.
在小亚细亚这一带他指立很多的教会。
He has established many churches in Asia Minor.
可是当保罗离开这个地方以后。
After Paul left this place,
有一群犹太人的这个假教师就进到他们这些教会当中。
A group of false Jewish teachers came into them.
特别到加拉太这个地区。
Came to Galatia.
那这些假教师教导这些外邦人的基督徒。
So those false teachers taught those Gentile Christians.
你们信耶稣还是不够的。
They tell them just believe in Jesus is not enough.
那你还要接受割礼。
You have to receive the circumcision.
你要按照旧约里面这些各种不同的摩西的这个律法里面，这个不可以吃，那个不可以吃，你要守犹太人这些节期，这些律法。
You have to follow all the laws of Moses' law and the kosher.
那这样子的话，才能够真正的成为神所喜悦的人。
This is the only way to become people God will love.
那当然，这个教导是错误的。
Of course, this is a false teaching.
我想今天我们中国人的这一群基督徒，如果有假教师跑到我们当中跟我们宣讲这样子的信息，我们不会接纳的。
I'm sure I believe in among us the Chinese Christians, if false teacher come, we're not going to receive him.
那今天如果有一台人假教师跑过来说，哦，你们这些弟兄们，你们信主不够，你还要受割礼等等，才能够成真正得救的人，我们可能不会接纳。
If they come, they tell us, oh, for you just believing Jesus is not enough, you have to.Receive circumcision, we will not accept that.
可是，在加拉太这个地方，这一群基督徒所面临的问题。
But for those facing this problem in Galatia,
是不是对我们来讲，今天来讲是不重要的呢
？Is that not important for us today?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
因为真正的问题的核心所在。
Because the core of the problem is
不是这些外邦人基督徒是不是要守摩西旧约里面这些摩西各种不同的这种律法。
It's not whether they should obey the Mosaic law.
而是说今天我们在基督里，我们信了主，我们得救以后，我们跟这个律法之间的关系是什么
？Is what is our relationship with the law when we are now in Christ?
那加拉太的这些基督徒，他们因为对这个真理不认识。
The Galatian Christians, they did not know the truth.
所以他们就落入这个律法主义的这样子一个光景里面。
They fall into the legalism.
他们认为他们跟神之间的关系是建立在他们能够多完好完美的来遵守上帝的律法。
So they believe their relationship with God depends on how perfectly they can follow the law.
那今天我们透过这几节圣经，我们要思考。
So through the passage of we read, we need to think.
今天耶稣基督代替我们满足律法上所有的要求。
And Christ has already satisfied all the requirements of the law.
那我们跟律法之间的关系是什么
？So what is our relationship with the law?
我们在跟上帝的面前，我们称义是怎么来的
？So how did we become justified before God?
这个对我们来讲很重要。
This is very important for us.
如果我们对这个真理不认识的话
，If we do not know this truth,
那我们可能被误导。
Then we may be misled.
我们会落入一个律法主义的光景里面。
So we may fall into the same legalism.
加拉太的这些基督徒认为他们真正的要跟神有一个正确的关系的话。
Those Christians in Galatia, they think of a true relationship with Christ.
那他们除了接受耶稣基督还是不够。
It's not enough just by accepting Jesus Christ.
那他们还是要学习像旧约犹太人那样子过的犹太人这种生活。
They have to learn follow the Jews.How they did in the Old Testament.
那保罗就告诉他们这样子走这个思路的话是错的。
So part of them is wrong to follow that kind of path.
那为什么呢
？Why?
几个原因。
There are several reasons.
因为当我们要走这个路的时候，我们会把自己放在律法的咒诅之下。
If we go through that path, we're going to put us under the curse of the law.
那我们看第十节，十一节。
Let's read verse 10 and verse 11.
第十节跟到十一节
Verse 10 and 11
我在这里读的是这个新译本新译本说凡是照着律法称义的都在咒诅之下因为经上记着凡不常常照着律法书上所写一切去行的都被咒诅很明显的在上帝面前没有一个人可以靠着律法称义因为义人必因信而得生
verse 11. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith.
第十节说，凡是靠着行律法称义的，都在咒诅之下。
So verse 10 says, all who rely on obeying the law is under the curse of the law.
重点这里不是说，所有这个行律法的称义都在落在咒诅之下，而是这里说，凡是靠着行律法称义的，都在咒诅之下，这个很重要。
So this important point that this says, if you rely upon obeying the law, you're under the curse.
我们是不是要遵行神的律法？
Do we need to obey the law?
神的律法是美好的。
God's law is perfect.
诗篇很清楚告诉我们。
The Psalm tells us.
可是我们是不是能够靠着行律法在上帝面前称义呢？这个。
Can we become justified by relying?
这个就不行了。
No, that's not true.
好，那到底这个这里讲的凡是靠着行律法称义的，这个律法是指什么？
What is this law that point to?
这里律法旧约里面我们看的话有很多不同的律法。
There are many laws in the Old Testament.
那有道德的律法
，moral
laws， 十诫就是很明显的道德的律法。
That's the Ten Commandments.
有的是关于公共卫生的。
Some are public health.
如果得了传染病。
So you have contagious disease.
皮肤病。
Skin disease.
香港脚。
Some food illness.
你要怎么样跟群众隔离？
How you going to separate yourself from the crowd?
这个是 public health 公共卫生的这么律法。
So those issues of public health.
我们奇怪为什么上帝会给以色列人他们这样子律法。
So we wonder why does God give such laws?
因为以色列他们百姓在哪里啊？
Where were the Israelites?
他们在旷野里面。
They were in the wilderness.
刚刚逃出埃及。
They just escaped Egypt.
他们是全世界最大的难民营，从人的角度来看。
So the largest refugee camp.
对，难民营里面最担心的是什么
？So what you worry most in the refugee camp？
这个 tsunami 以后，这个国际卫生局最担心的是什么
？So after tsunami, what's the public health worry？
各种不同的传染病等等这些什么问题
？All kinds of contagious disease。
所以上帝关心他的百姓。
So God worry about His people。
所以给他们那些这个 public health laws 啊。
That's why give them the public health。
今天角度来看，很科学。
So it's pretty scientific.
那还有很多食物方面的这个律法。
There are many laws about the food.
这个不可以吃，那个不可以吃。
You can't eat this, thou shalt not eat that.
猪肉不可以吃。
There's no pork.
这个梅菜扣肉不能吃。干烧龙虾也不能吃。
They cannot eat lobster.
对，那关于食物方面的律法，关于献祭方面的律法。
There are also the ceremonial sacrificing laws.
那个祭司去献祭的时候要怎么样去洗？献祭是怎么个献法，按照什么顺序等等。这个祭品的条件是什么
？What are qualifications？
那里面还有刑事方面的律法 ，criminal law。
And also administrative。
犯了淫乱的罪、杀人的罪，怎么去处理
？So how you going to manage those adultery？
杀人的话，还有这个谋杀跟误杀。
When you kill people, there's murder. There's
accident.
Accidental death.
那这种情况要怎么处理？这是刑事方面的这个律法。
So how they can handle those things?
那还有民事方面的律法。
There are also civil laws.
那你欺骗了别人，你要怎么个赔法
？How you gonna pay back when you
赔多少
？How much you gonna pay back?
这有这方面，还有婚姻方面的这种律法。
And there's laws about marriage.
这个路德记的时候。我们看到这个波阿斯作为致敬亲属的这样的一个角色，怎么样去录的？这是婚姻方面的例子。
So in the book of Ruth, so how Boaz was the kinsman to marry.
这里听到第十节讲到律法书这个律法书就是指摩西五经了。
For instance, the book of law, those are the five books by.Written by Moses.
摩西五经里面记载各种不同的律法。
So in those laws, many laws were recorded.
那保罗在这里讲的是哪一方面的律法呢
？So which law is Paul speaking of?
这个上下文告诉我们，这里特别讲的律法是指道德上的律法。
So if you look in the context, it says the law, the moral law.
为什么你知道是道德方面的律法呢
？How do you know it's a moral law?
那保罗在这里讲说，要靠着律法来称义。
So here it says. rely upon observing the law become justified.
所以一讲到称义的话，我们知道这是道德的律法。
When talk about justification, that means moral.
那道德方面的律法跟这个公共卫生的跟这个食物方面的律法等等有什么差别呢？其他的律法有什么差别呢？
So what's the difference between the moral law and the others?
道德的律法是来自于上帝公义的本性，来自于上帝本身圣洁的本性。
The moral law comes from God's attribute being holy, the holy God.
今天我们食物方面的律法，我们没有再遵守了。
Today we do not observe the laws of the about the food.
我们进了餐馆，又是龙虾，又是梅菜扣肉。So
we went into the restaurant, we can eat everything.
那可是道德方面的律法不会因为时间或者是这个情况改变而被废除的。
But the moral law shall never be diminished. Because changing of time or
circumstances. 因为这个道德的律法是来自于上帝他的本性的旨意。Because
the moral law comes from the basic attributes of God.
十一节里面说，很明显的，在上帝面前没有一个人可以靠着律法而称义。Verse
11 clearly, no one is justified before God by the law.
那什么叫做称义啊？
What does it mean by justified?
称义这个字的意思就是一个人在跑到法院里面的时候。
It means when a person comes into the court.
被这个法官看为他是没有罪的, not guilty.
So he's looked upon by the judge as not guilty.
在上帝面前称义的话就是说上帝看我们是没有罪的。
So we are justified in front of God, meaning God's telling us we are sinless.
是完美的，是圣洁的。
So we are perfect and holy.
这里既然律法 这个律法在这里既然是指道德上的律法。
Since the law is a moral law here.
这个道德的律法又是来自于上帝公义的本性。
And the moral law comes from nature of God's being holy.
那世界上所有的人。
That's all men in the world.
犹太人也好，外邦人也好。
Gentiles and Jews.
得救的人也好，没有得救的人也好。
Saved or unsaved.
都有这个责任来遵守神的律法。
They all have the responsibility to follow observe.
那不但如此。
Not only this.
不但如此，而是我们需要在所有的时间里面，然后遵守上帝每一个律法。
We need to obey all the laws at all times.
第十节下半节。
The second half of verse 10.
是说，凡不常在律法书上所写，一切去行的，都被咒诅。
Who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law is under the curse.
今天有一些人说。 有一些福音朋友他会说，神没有理由判我这样子的人去下地狱。
Some people may today who may say that God has no reason to judge me to go to hell this way.
我没有对我的妻子不忠心。
I did not unloyal to my wife.
你看我这个人，又不抽烟，又不喝酒，又不赌博。
I don't gamble. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
也没有婚外情。
I don't have any extramarital.
也没有去贪污，也没有去贩卖人口。
I didn't sell slaves. I didn't.
也没有去贩毒。 上帝没有理由审判我这样子的人。
God has no reason to call me sin.
可是圣经里面这里清楚告诉我们说。
But here, it clearly tells us.
凡不常常照着律法书上所写，一切的去行的都被咒诅。
Cannot continue to do everything written in the book.
今天我们所有的人。
Including all of us today.
我们有没有可能按照上帝律法书上所有的写的东西完全去遵守，而且是 all the time， 从小到大
？Can we continue to obey all the laws and all the times？
当然不可能的事情。
Of course, it's impossible.
我们这几天如果你听讲座没有睡觉的话，你就知道堕落以后的话就不可能的事情了。
So if you have listened this couple of days without falling asleep, you will know after the fall.
这个问题是很简单的，这个不是考 detail 的 tricky question， 这是很大的题目。人堕落了以后
，So this is very simple, but it's a big picture. After man fell.
人堕落了以后，我们的整个人、我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的动机等等，全部被罪污染了。
So all our thoughts, all our motives are contaminated.
那不用说按照律法书所写一切的去行了。
Don't even mention to do everything according to the law.
其实律法书里面十条诫命，每一条我们都在 violate， 我们都在犯。
So actually, about the Ten Commandments, we have violated every one of them.
而且我们没有办法来控制我们自己。
We cannot control ourselves.
有的人说不对啊，我没有犯淫乱的罪啊。
Some say we never commit adultery.
我真的没有犯淫乱的罪。
I really did not.
那耶稣来重新解释什么叫做淫乱的罪。
So how did Jesus explain adultery?
法利赛人他说我没有犯淫乱的罪。
So the Pharisee says I didn't commit a sin.
耶稣说呢，如果你动了淫念的话，这个算不算？
So he said if you only had the thoughts of a
法利赛人说我没有杀人呢、啊。
He said I didn't commit murder.
那耶稣说你有没有恨人呢、啊、
？Did you hate anyone?
你会杀人的缘故是因为你恨人。
You, the reason you kill people because you hate people.
你还没有去杀他，可是你心里恨他，只是你没有把他付诸于形式而已。
Even you didn't kill him, but you hate him in your heart.
对我们看到这个其实十诫我们没有一诫我们能够守到的。
So actually we cannot follow either any one of the Ten Commandments.
啊。这个是人堕落以后的光景。
So this is our situation after the fall.
所以今天一个人如果说他说我要凭我自己的行为在上帝的面前被上帝所接纳的话，这是不可能的事情。
So we cannot be accepted by God according to our deeds before him.
如果我们要靠遵守上帝的律法让上帝来接纳我的话，我们就把我们自己放在律法的咒诅之下。
If we depend on obeying the law to be accepted by God.We put ourselves under the curse of the law.
所以当加拉太的这些基督徒他们认为他们要遵守律法书上这一切的事情的时候，上帝才会接纳他们的时候，他们把自己放在神的律法的咒诅之下。
So the Galatians, they want to obey all the laws, they put themselves under the curse of the law.
我们中国人会讲走这个路是走在一个死胡同里。
So basically, you go into a road, there's no
dead end. It's a dead end street. Okay, 走不通的。嗯。所以保罗在十一节说，没有一个人可以靠着律法而称义。
That's Paul says in verse 11, no one can be justified by the law.
所以保罗说，你如果这样子走这个路的话
，So if Paul says if you go through that path,
那你在离开恩典的原则
，You departed from the principle of grace.
那你现在不是在依靠耶稣基督为你所做的这一切来到上帝的面前，而是你要靠着自己的行为。来让上帝来接纳你。
You no longer depend on what Jesus has completed for you. You are using your own works.
保罗说这是 foolishness.
So Paul said that is foolish.
荒唐的事情。
Yes, unthinkable.
那加拉太书第五章第四节。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 4.
第五章第四节，你看保罗怎么写
？What did Paul wrote there? Chapter 5 verse 4.
第五章第四节，保罗说：“你们这些靠着律法称义的人，是和基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。”
You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace.
啊，用我们这几天讲座的言语来讲的话
，From our workshops this couple of days，
保罗说：“你们要放弃恩典的约，你要回到行为之约。”是这个意思。
That's what Paul said. You're going to depart from grace and go back to deeds.
Yeah, so you depart from the covenant of grace, go back to the covenant of works. Yeah, 那这个是行不通的事情。
So that's something we cannot do.
行为的约 covenant of works, 因为亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，这个路已经行不通了。
So the covenant of works is no longer work for us after Adam and Eve sinned.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪堕落了以后，我们今天人能够回到神的面前，唯一的路是透过神的恩典。
So after the fall, the only way we can go back to God is through grace.
那在神恩典的约里面，越来越清楚告诉我们，只是透过耶稣基督为我们所做的这一切，我们才能够回到神的面前来。
So in the covenant of grace is clear telling us we go through everything done by Christ.
啊，这个是我们上课的话很清楚的。
So this is very clear if we attend the class.
那其实我们上课下了课以后回家以后，过一两个礼拜可能就不会那么清楚了。
After the class and a couple of days, weeks later, may not be as clear.
真的，我不是开玩笑，真的。
That's true.
Yeah, 很多事情我们考试的时候是打满分的。
Oftentimes we get perfect score in tests.
那可是我们真正过了一阵子，我们行出来的时候，我们发现不对，这里面有矛盾的地方。
So after a while, we cannot do it.
那我很多时候我们会不知不觉落入一种律法主义的这个思想里面。
So oftentimes we fall into legalism unknowingly.
不知不觉我们会走到这个路上。
So we'll do that even unknowingly.
为什么会这样子呢
？Why?
因为我们堕落了。
Because we have fell.
我们堕落了以后，我们对上帝的认识 tarnished 受到影响。
So our knowledge about God is been tarnished.
我举一些例子。
Let me give some examples.
有时候，有一次我请一位同工礼拜晚上去带福音聚会。
One night I asked a coworker to lead the evangelical meeting on the Friday.
这个姐妹呢，是我栽培她怎么去传福音的。
So this sister, I have cultivated her how to spread the gospel.
我看过她带聚会，她的聚会带得很好。
I have watched her leading the worship. She did a good job.
她讲这个福音，讲福音性查经讲得清清楚楚，人家听得很有感动。
She was very clear in teaching the gospel.
那个礼拜我大概身体不舒服生病，我说这个姐妹啊，你这个礼拜五福音聚会，你来讲一次吧。
On that Friday night, I wasn't feeling well. I asked the sister that would you preach on that night?
她说 no, 这不行，这个礼拜五不行。
She said no, I cannot do it this week.
我说为什么不行？你带过很多次，我看到了，我坐在那里听的，你带得很好。
I asked her why, you know, I have watched you. You did very good job.
那结果她跟我解释为什么不行。
And then she explained.
她说我去带这个聚会，神不会祝福我。
Says if I go to this meeting, God will not bless.
我这两个礼拜灵修祷告生活不好。
This last couple of weeks, my devotion wasn't very good.
所以上帝不可能祝福我。
So God may not bless me.
你看到了没有？我们会落入一个跟神交换条件的形式之下。
So you see, we're falling into a negotiation with God.
我们如果是这样的，神就会这样祝福我。
So if we do such and such, God will bless me this and this.
那恩典不是讲这个。
But grace is not that.
恩典是你不会得到，你得到，这个叫做恩典。
Grace is what you get, what you don't deserve.
哎，你得到你该得到的，这个叫做什么？
What do you do with the
叫工价 ，right， 对的，没有错 ，OK， 你该得到的，你得到，这个叫做工价，罪的工价乃是死。
So the wage of sin is death.
OK， 这个不是说你犯罪了，上帝要发奖金给你分红，这个不是这个意思 ，OK。
So the wage is not God give you bonus.
OK， 你犯罪了，你该得到的惩罚是死，这个工价是指这个意思。You get it coming.
So you commit sin that you have sinned, the wage of
sin is death. 美国人说 you deserve it, 你该得到的这个惩罚。Yeah, 我们不该得到的好处我们得到，这个是恩典。
The good things we don't deserve but we have, that's grace.
在恩典的约里面。
In the covenant of grace.
这个神祝福我们。
God bless us.
不是因为我们做好。
Not because how good we are.
而是我们立约的头耶稣基督他过了无罪的一生。
It's because the head of our covenant, Jesus Christ, who has sinless.
因为圣灵把我们跟耶稣基督联合在一起。
Because the Holy Spirit unites us with Christ.
我们是在基督里的人。
So we are in Christ.
所以天父看在耶稣的面子上祝福我们，这个叫做恩典。
So God bless us through Christ.
所以我们无形之间不知不觉的会走入工价的思想里面。
So unknowingly we walk into the thinking of.
我们放弃恩典，而且我们要跟上帝开始讨价还价。
So we depart from grace, we negotiate with God.
那我们会想，你看看我20多年来，我的十一奉献从来没有少过一分，而且是超过很多。
So you may think for the 20 years, my tithing is perfect, never short of sin.
而且还超过一些。
And even more.
这次公司要裁员了，肯定不会领到我头上来。
Now they can lay off people. I don't think it's going to fall off on me.
工价思想，对不对
？That is the thought of way.
你要的奉献钱我都有奉上，那现在要裁员了，上帝你总会 take care 我吧
？So I've been tithing, so God, you're going to take care of me now.
我感谢神呢。
I thank God.
1991年的时候，我们公司裁了一天裁了3800个人。
In 1991, our company laid off 800 people in one day.
3800个人。
3,800.
我是其中一个。
I was one of them.
我信心很不足。
I was not happy.
神呼召我传道，不敢去。
So God called me to be evangelist.
这个过了河的竹子，只能往前走。
So when the soldier crossed the river,
yeah,
can only go forward.
Oh, Chinese thing, don't worry about it.
象棋。
所以我被裁员了以后，那好了 ，OK， 那就申请神学院去读吧。现在神已经早就呼召我了。
So after I've been laid off, I went to study in the seminary.
那 我们有时候会思想，我在教会，我这么多年来，我很忠心侍奉神。
I also think I've been serving God loyally all these years.
有的人想，你看我这么忠心侍奉神，我好像是教会的 spare tire。
How can I be a spare tire for the church?
有什么事工别人不愿意做的，我就 volunteer， 我就去做。
So、anything that people don't like to do, I will do it.
有的牧师做这种事，万金油同工啊。
So some of the pastors will do everything.
抱歉啊。哎，那这样子，现在房地产不景气的话，别人卖房子有问题，我卖房子应该没有问题吧
？You know, now the real estate market is not good. If you have trouble selling house, maybe I should not have trouble.
我们是不是常常会觉得好像上帝在天上有一个 spreadsheet 在那边
？So we often think God has a spreadsheet with him.
你做好的做坏的，上面那边加加减减，然后最后 balance。红字还是黑字
？So Father, we have said the good and bad. God will calculate, then look at the balance.
如果你是黑的，哦，那上帝就祝福你。
So if you're in the black, God will bless you.
红的话，
If you're in the red, we don't know.
我们不知不觉的会步入这样子的光景。
So we all usually fall into that kind of thinking.
那保罗说，如果你走在这个路上，那是 wrong way， 回头。
So Paul said, "Don't go there. If you go there, that's wrong."
我们没有办法来靠着遵守神的律法，让上帝来接纳我们。
We cannot depend on how to obey the law, like God receives.
如果这样子走的话，我们是落在律法的咒诅之下。
If we do that, we'll fall under the curse of the law.
这第二个原因。
The second reason.
第二个原因就是我们在神的面前称义时，唯独靠着信心。
We can only be justified by God.
你看第十一节，我们看
verse 11。
十一节说，很明显的，在上帝面前，没有一个人可以靠着律法而称义，因为义人并因信而得生。
Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith.
保罗说，靠在这里靠着律法称义。
Here it says justified by the law.
那这是保罗的这个缩写哈 ，shorthand abbreviation。说的长一点的意思就是靠着遵行律法而称义，就是这个意思。
So it means, be justified by obeying the law.
所以第十一节的你可以这样子讲说，是保罗说没有一个人可以靠着遵行律法而称义。
So verse 11 should say this: No one can be justified by obeying the law.
所以刚才已经讲了，这个原因很简单。
So this is very simple.
因为律法，你没有办法守全所有的律法。
You cannot observe all the law.
你也不能随时随地的每时每刻的遵守神的律法。
And you can't obey the law all the time.
如果我们真正认识到我们是被整个人是被罪污染的话，我们甚至没有一分一秒能够遵守上帝的任何一个律法。
If we do believe that we are committed, we're sinful.Then we cannot follow any of God's law.
我们如果认为我们能够做得到的话，其实是我们把上帝的圣洁的水平拉到我们这个水平了。结果是这样。
If we think we can do it, we have lowered God's standard.
那十一节里面保罗说，今天一个人在上帝面前要称义的话，被上帝所接纳的话，有两条路可以走。
In verse 11, it says there are two ways we can be justified by God.
一个是靠行律法而称义。
One is by obeying the law.
另外一个是义人必因信而得生，靠着信心而称义。
The other one is the righteous will live by faith.
一个是靠你自己去遵行上帝的律法。
One is by your obeying of God's law.
一个是你凭着信心接受耶稣代替你成就了律法上所有的要求。
The other one is by your faith.That Jesus has substituted you by obeying the law.
那一个是这个行为之约 ，OK， 这样子的一个原则。
So one is the covenant of works.
另外一个是恩典之约，这样子的一个原则。
The other one is covenant of grace.
啊，这里有两条路可以走。
So you have two ways.
那当然我们知道，走律法这个路是走不通的。
Of course we know we cannot go by the law.
我们是堕落以后的。以后的这个亚当夏娃的后裔。
So we are the children of Adam and Eve after the fall.
所以保罗说义人必因信而得生。
The Paul says the righteous will live by faith.
这里讲的信是很具体的一个内容。
So here the faith is very concrete.
这个信不是说你信什么都可以在上帝面前被称义。
So it doesn't mean you can believe in anything.
那加拉太书第三章，你看上下文的话，这里讲的这个信就是指耶稣基督。透过耶稣基督。
In the context of chapter 3 of Galatians, that belief, that faith is Jesus Christ.
那如果你参加我们这个整个周末的讲座的话，更具体一点来讲，是透过耶稣基督过的无罪的一生，而替你而死在十字架上面，立了这样子恩典的约，在这个约里面你是被称义的。
So you participate in the workshop, even though because Jesus Christ lived a sinless life, and then He has paid price for us, and we have the covenant of grace.
我神学院我的教授就讲，他有一个教授这样子解释。
In my seminary, the professor says.
那今天我们人要来到神的面前。
Today we come before God.
要上帝，我们要在上帝面前被上帝所接纳的话。
If we want to be received by God,
他说我们是他说是因为行为的缘故，因为有好行为的缘故。
He says it because we have a good deeds.
那问题是谁的好行为
？But a good deeds.
是你的好行为。
Is that yours?
还是耶稣基督的好行为？可以算给你。
Or the good works of Jesus.
上帝的要求没有因为人犯罪而降低。
So God's standard requirement did not lower because.
上帝的公义没有因为人犯罪的结果而降低。
God's righteousness did not lower standards.
上帝的要求是人要完美的，然后才能够来到神的面前被神所接纳。
God's requirement is man has to be perfect.
可是既然亚当夏娃的后裔都堕落了，我们是不可能是完美的。
So we cannot be perfect because we have fallen after Adam.
上帝自己三位一体神的第二位道成肉身来到世界上。
So one of triune God came onto this world.
来代替我们过了完美的一生。
And lived a sinless life for us.
代替我们过了一个无罪的一生。
So substitute our sinless.
然后在这个约里面。
And in the covenant.
上帝借着他的完美的一生来接纳我们。
God received us through His sinlessness.
那这个圣经里面有不同的方法来解释这件事情。
So different ways to explain this in the Bible.
有的地方圣经里面用这个义袍，白色的袍子这样子的 image 来解释。
So some use the image of a righteous robe.
以赛亚书说我们的义行好像是什么？
But the Isaiah say of our righteousness.
污秽的衣服，对，好感谢主，这里很多弟兄姐妹打出来，我们的义行好像污秽的衣服一样。
So we are not like a
我们是polluted， 我们被染了各种不同的。
So、we're not polluted。
我们需要耶稣基督的这个义袍来遮盖我们。
So we need to be covered by Jesus' righteous robe。
所以这就是福音跟其他宗教的差别的不一样的地方。
So this is different between the gospel and other religion。
有一次有一群神学家哈，在英国，他们在讨论各种。各种不同宗教的差别是什么？
The group of religious leaders, they're discussing the difference among the religion.
也许是暑假，这个神学院放假了，所以学生走了，教授们没有事干，他们在讨论宗教比较。
Maybe during the summer, all the students are gone, so the professors have nothing to do.
去了 Starbucks 买了 coffee 以后，回来讨论这个问题。那他们争论了很久，没有答案。
After debate, they don't have an answer.
世界上宗教这么多。
There's so many religions.
到底基督教跟其他宗教差别在什么地方？
So what difference between Christianity and the others?
那结果他们这些教授里面有一个人就有一个很好的主意。
But one of the professors has a very good response.
我们英国有一个专家。
So we have an expert in England.
一个很聪明的人这个哲学家叫 C.S. Lewis.
That's C.S. Lewis, a very famous person.
我们派个代表去问 C.S. Lewis.
Let's send somebody go ask him.
他写了不少书，也许他有什么答案。
He has written many books.
代表就跑去找 C.S. Lewis.
So they went to see C.S. Lewis.
我们这几个系统神学的教授在这边讨论这个问题。
So we many of our system theologists.
那听你的高见，你的看法是怎么样
？So what's your opinion?
C.S. Lewis 很在那边很忙的写他的书。
So C.S. Lewis was busy writing his book.
C.S. Lewis 头都没有看，这个很简单。
He didn't even lift his hat. This is very simple.
福音的原则是靠着恩典，其他的宗教靠着行为。
So the gospel's principle is grace. All the others are according to works.
所以那个人就很高兴回去了。
So he was very happy. So he
感谢主，我们可以散会了。
Says now we can dismiss ourselves.
回家吃晚饭了。
Go home.
其实你去思考的话，不同的宗教。
So if you can think all kinds of religions.
你像佛教也好。
Like a Buddhist.
伊斯兰教。
Islam.
伊斯兰也好。 都是靠着自己的行为。
They all depend on their own works.
啊，圣经说不行的，这个是走不通的。
Bible says that's not going to be good.
啊，如果我们明白圣经，看到恩典的这个约跟这个行为的约的话，我们知道那唯一的方法是透过上帝的恩典，在基督耶稣里面。
So through the Bible we know the only way is through grace.
那如果如果是透过耶稣基督的恩典的话，那上帝为什么给人律法呢？
So if we are saved by grace, why does God give us the law?
哇，那上帝给我们律法是不是很 confusing 呢？为什么旧约里面给我们律法呢？
So wouldn't be confusing to give us the law?
啊，那十二节说律法不是的。
So in verse 12 it says not.
啊，律法目的给我们目的不是为了让我们得救。
So the law is not giving us to be saved.
十二节律法。律法本来不是出于信，而是说遵行这些事的人就因此而活。律法
verse 12, the law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them.
Okay, 这律法不是出于信。
So the law is not based on faith.
啊，这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是遵循律法的原则和凭着信心接受耶稣基督的原则，这两个是两个不同的路，就是这个意思。
So to obey the law and accept Christ's grace are two different paths.
一个是靠着耶稣基督所遵守的这个律法上一切的要求，另外一个是靠着自己的行为。
The other one is depend on Jesus Christ, what He has done. The other one according to your own works.
所以这两个不同的原则。今天神要救人是透过人的信心，信耶稣基督的原则，不是靠你自己去遵行律法的原则。
Today God wants to save people according to the covenant of grace through Jesus Christ.
那律法的原则是什么呢？十二节下半节说，遵行这些事的人就必因着这些事而活。
So the second half of verse 12, who does these things will live by them.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思很简单。
It's very simple.
就是你遵行神的律法的话，神会祝福你。
If you follow God, observe God's law, God will bless you.
可是你没有功劳，是这样子。No credit.
But you have no credit.
你不能靠着这个去称义。
You cannot be justified by it.
可是你要不要你要不要活在神的这个这样子的这种这个因为你遵行律法而得到这种祝福当中呢？
So do you want to live because you follow the law and you'll be blessed by God?
我们知道律法什么时候神给他们了？
Do we know when did God give them the law?
这个是昨天晚上我们看到这个西乃山上的约，对不对？那西乃山上的约是什么时候神给以色列百姓的？是出埃及以前还是出埃及以后？出埃及以后，对不对？好，感谢主。
So the law was given at Mount Sinai after they escaped Egypt.
那上帝是不是跟在埃及跟以色列百姓negotiate？派摩西，如果你们遵守我所有律法的话，我就带你们出埃及，我就接纳你们做我的百姓，是不是啊？不是 ，OK。
So God did not give them the condition. You have to accept and love your faith.
是四百多年前，上帝已经拣选亚伯拉罕，然后应许有一天他要跟他的这个子孙赐给他们迦南地。然后上帝拯救了，因为纪念他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约，拯救以色列百姓出了埃及。
So God has already promised Abraham that he and his son will be living in his descendants will be in Canaan. That's why God lead them out of Egypt to fulfill his covenant.
用我们今天的话来讲说，他们已经得救了，他们离开埃及了，已经得救了，进到迦南进到这个旷野里面，然后上帝就给他们律法。
So according to our words today, they have already been saved, and then they were led out, exited out of Egypt.
所以上帝先拯救他们。
So God has saved them first.
上帝先已经接纳他们做上帝的选民。
God has already received them to be His chosen people.
那然后上帝说，既然你们是我的选民。
So God says, since you are my chosen people,
那你就应该活得像上帝的选民的样子。
Then you have to live like a chosen people.
所以给你这个律法。
That's why they give you the law.
律法是好的。
So the law is good.
律法是好的。如果上帝不是要透过律法给我们分数的话，律法是好的。
But if God does not give us a credit, but law is good.
所以读书是一件好事情。
So to study is a good thing.
只要你没有考试的危险的话，就是你好自己。
as far as you don't have any tests.
最近有一个中国牧师打电话给我。
There was a Chinese pastor called me.
他牧师，这个牧师也是工学院的这个博士，出去当了很多年的工程师，现在纽约州牧会，然后他想读 Doctor Ministry， 他打电话给我。
So this pastor also has an engineer degree and.
他考虑来 St. Louis 那个我们那里去读 Doctor Ministry。
He wants to come to study the Doctor of the Ministry.
我现在五十多岁了，我在牧养教会这些年，我觉得装备不够，想去继续进修。
But after I've been pastoring the church for 50 years of age, I need to go back to study.
可是我一想到考试，我就很头痛。
But as long as I thought about the testing, I'm in trouble.
我三十多岁、二十多岁的时候考试，记背一背东西没有关系，考完把它忘了就无所谓。这里的容量有限。
So when you're 30 or 20, it's not a big problem.
五十多岁的时候，那就开始有一点问题。
When you get to 50s, it's getting into trouble.
我跟他说，这个你不用担心。
I said, don't worry about it.
我说 ，Doctor Ministry 课程里面没有考试。
So when you study the Doctor of Ministry, they don't have exams.
我们读了书以后，然后写一些读书心得报告，上完课以后回去写一个二十多篇的报告 ，email 给老师就完了。
So we go to the class and then we write our paper and then we email the paper to the teacher.
你所有的课程里面，我说我已经快读完了，课程是快上完了。我说到今天为止，没有看过一门课有考试的。
I'm almost finished my study to this date. I haven't seen an exam yet.
所以我们是不是应该去遵循神的律法
？Are we supposed to obey God's law？
是的。
Yes.
好好遵循是不是有祝福啊
？If we obey, we will be blessed.
是的。
Yes.
如果你一不去偷窃别人的东西
，If you go steal people's things,
你今天你日子会比 Bernie Madoff 过得好得多。
You live better than Burdock.
OK， 如果你跟你的配偶两个人好好的一起过荣耀神的生活
，If you and your spouse live a good life following God's
比那些婚姻破碎的家庭来讲，你是祝福多的很多。
You'll be blessed more than those with a broken marriage.
你的儿女也是会因此得到很多的祝福。
And your children will be also blessed.
那你不去杀人的话
，If you don't go commit murder,
你现在不会躲到监牢里面。
You will not go into prison.
我现在很危险，现在很多州的预算不够 ，budget problem， 要把这些人放出来。
Now they're going to release the prisoners because of poor budget.
所以这个律法是好的。
So the law is good.
所以有一个爸爸跟他女儿讲。
There was a father told his daughter.
女儿现在读高中。
The daughter is high school.
你这些同学们他们很多都是性生活一塌糊涂乱搞的。
So all your friends have very bad sex life.
美国人叫做 sexually active.
That's sexually active.
这个圣经说淫乱的罪。
So that's the sin.
这个 fornication.
Fornication.
Okay, fornication. 这个父亲说，上帝的设计是你性生活是夫妻两个人之间的事情。
So God's design, the sex life between a married couple.
不是婚前的事情，也不是婚外以后的事情。
It's not before marriage or extramarital affairs.
那这个父亲这样跟这个女儿这样子讲。这个是什么？这个反映说律法是好的。
So when the father told the daughter means the law is good.
这个女儿按照圣经的原则去过活的话，会过了一个美满的这种生活。
So if the daughter followed the good law, will have a perfect life.
今天上帝创造宇宙万物。
God has created the universe.
在物质界里面，上帝给我们有这个 physical laws， 这个自然定律，对。
So there's a physical laws in the universe.
自然定律，这个自然定律你要尊重的。
So you have to respect the physical laws.
你不可以从高楼上跳下来。
You cannot jump from the skyscraper.
除非你是 Spider-Man. 不是的话，你如果跳下来的话，有万有引力，有地心引力这个问题。
So if you do jump, there's a gravity.
很可能就是你马上立刻会。Have a crash with reality.
So you're going to be crashed.
跟这个水泥撞在一起。你要尊重这个自然律。
So you have to respect physical law.
这个高压电线不要乱碰。
Don't touch the high fried wire.
啊，一百一十伏还可以碰一碰，高压电绝对不要去碰。
Stay from away from high voltage.
这个是自然律。
So that's a nature law too.
那在道德范围里面，上帝也 set up 这个道德律。
So within the morality, there's a moral law.
啊，你按照这个规律去开车的话，你就不会出车祸。
So if you follow the law to drive, you will not get into accident.
今天我们活在世界上，我们没有上帝的律法的结果，我们是不遵守交通规则，在街上乱开车。
If we don't have the moral law, we're just going to drive.
结果到处都有道德上的车祸。
So we're going to have what we call the moral accidents.
所以男与男的要去结婚，同性恋要成立婚姻。
So the man will marry man.
生不出小孩子怎么办？收养孩子。
So they cannot have children, so they adopt.
各种不同的这个问题都是因为这样子的缘故所产生的。
All kinds of problems occurred because of this.
圣经说你不可以做假见证。
The Bible says, "Do not give false testimony."
今天你卖这个奶粉里面是这个假的这个 melamine 的话，这个是不是假见证
？So if you have the powdered milk with the wrong ingredients,
国内是不是搞的？不但是国内精神紧张，整个世界其他的国家也精神紧张。
So everybody gets nervous because of it.
这个就是车祸。
So this is the same as accident.
到处都是假的，国内很多东西都是假的，不敢买。
So、there are lots of false things you don't want there to buy.
Okay, 不可做假见证的，真正的意思是 you have to be truthful 的这个意思。
So the meaning of don't give false testimony to be truthful.
对，今天我们看到整个社会里面到处都是车祸。
So we see in our today's life there's always all kinds of accidents.
那教会是什么呢？
How about the church?
教会是这个 ambulance 911以后送来的地方。
The church is where the after accidents the 911 call they send you to the church.
福音班是 emergency room.
The gospel class is emergency room.
初心栽培的话是 progressive care room. 我们医院里我们这些基督徒是我们是什么我们不是耶稣基督的 911 的 ambulance 送来这个医院的
So all the Christians came to the hospital after 911 emergency
结果有一些病人就当了牧师
Some patients become pastors
遵行神的律法上帝意思就必因此而因这些事而活 You'll be blessed, live a good life 这个意思
So if you obey the law, you'll live a good life.
结果以色列人有没有遵行律法啊
Did Israelites follow the law?
很多时候没有。
Oftentimes they did not.
效法外邦人的行为。
So they followed the Gentiles.
那个出了很多的车祸。
So had many accidents.
所以整个旧约圣经原来越读越，怎么搞的？轰轰烈烈的出埃及。
So that you can see in the Old Testament, they have a lot of trouble.
然后虎头蛇尾的，结果被掳到巴比伦去了。
So afterwards, they went to Babylon exile.
这么好的一件事情，怎么搞到这么糟糕的一个结尾
？So the great Exodus ended up in such a terrible condition.
其实这个是律法的目的是什么？其中一个是把我们引到耶稣基督的面前。
So one of the purpose of the law is including you come before Jesus Christ.
上帝透过律法
through the law,
要教导以色列人。
God teaches Israelites.
你没有办法靠着行律法在神的面前被神接纳的。
You cannot be received by God by obeying the law.
我们里面这个罪性，只有靠着耶稣基督才能够解决。
Our sinful nature can only be resolved by Jesus Christ.
好，自从给了他们律法以后。
Thus, after giving the law,
这么长一段时间
after such a long time,
以色列人有学到的功课没有呢
Did the Israelites learn their lessons?
所以耶稣出来传道的时候跟法利赛人辩论什么问题啊
So when Jesus started arguing with the Pharisees, what did they argue?
法利赛人说我们很好嘛上帝律法我们全都守全了我们一天到晚开讨论会
The Pharisees says that we follow the law perfectly. We have always discussed the law.
而且我们遵行上帝的律法是超越上帝的要求。
That we even exceed the God's requirement.
上帝说祭司到了这个圣殿里面去献祭的时候要怎么样去洗手。
God requires how the priests wash their hands before they go.
法利赛人说我们所有的以色列人吃饭的时候都要按照那个仪式去行。
去吸收。
So the Pharisee says that we before we eat we follow the same law.
我们的要求比上帝还高。
Our requirement.
这样子你都满意了吧
？Aren't you happy？
这个耶稣跟法利赛人还是跟他们讲不行了，你们不行，你们真的不懂律法在讲些什么东西。
So Jesus told the Pharisee, "You don't know what the law."
所以我们人堕落了以后，我们对自己不认识。
So after we fall, we do not know ourselves.
我们对上帝的恩典不认识。
We do not know the grace of God.
我们对上帝的救恩不认识。
We do not know the salvation of God.
虽然以色列人走整本旧约圣经。
We even the Israelites follow the Bible.
其实他们可以读 covenant theology, 旧约的整个圣约论，可是法利赛人还是搞不懂。
But they still do not understand the covenant.
而且他们是当时的圣经专家，他们是旧约教授，你不要忘记。
So they were the experts. They were the professors of the Old Testament.
是啊，哎，那可是我们人堕落了以后，我们是这样的一个光景。
But we after our fall, this is our condition.
而且保罗第四个方面，保罗告诉我们说，这个路是走不通了。
Number four, Paul told us we cannot go through that path.
是13节到14节。
So verse 13 and 14.
就是耶稣基督已经把我们从律法的咒诅之下给拯救出来。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
第13节、14节说，基督替得我们受了咒诅，就救赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是受到咒诅的。这样是亚伯拉罕所蒙的福，就在耶稣基督领到外族人，使我们因着信可以领受所应许的圣灵。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus.
我们今天得到耶稣的拯救。
Today we were saved by Jesus.
耶稣救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Jesus saved us through the curse of law.
这个上帝是公义的。
Because God is just.
上帝的道德律是来自于上帝公义的本性。
So the moral law of God came from the nature.
上帝公义的本性不会因为人堕落而降低他的标准。
God is not going to lower His standard because of our fault.
人违反了上帝的律法，人就落在律法的咒诅之下。
If we violate God's law, we fall under the curse.
那就要面临死亡。
So we're going to face.
那我们怎么办？
So what can we do?
我们没有办法。
We have nothing. We
上帝有办法。
God has a way.
上帝派耶稣基督来代替我们，来领受该得的刑罚。
So God sent Jesus Christ to substitute for us to receive.
救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So save us from the curse.
那这个方法是什么呢？
So what is the way?
就是他自己来领受这个咒诅。
So he himself received the curse.
十三节说，下半节说，因为经上记着说，凡挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的。
So in verse 13, the half, second half, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree.
这里就是指耶稣基督钉十字架。
So this means Christ was nailed on the cross.
那新约这个圣经里面有时候提到这个树。
And many times the Bible mentions the word tree.
来指十字架。
That point to the cross.
有的地方提到挂在木头上，也是指十字架。
Sometimes hung on the wood, it also means the cross.
有时候就是用十字架这个字。
Sometimes just use the word cross.
那为什么有时候用树，有的时候用木头，有时候用十字架呢？
But sometimes use the word cross, sometimes use the wood, sometimes use the tree.
这三个字的字根就是 wood, 就是这个意思。
So the root word is wood.
为什么保罗在这里说凡挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的呢？
Why does Paul say Curse is everyone who's hung on the tree.
因为《生命记》二十一章二十二节到二十三节这样子讲。
Because in the Deuteronomy chapter 21, it says this 22-23.
Yeah, 生命记二十一章。
Deuteronomy 21.
二十二到二十三节。
Verse 22-23.
那你讲，如果人犯了该死的罪，被处死以后，你就把他挂在木头上，他的尸体不可以留在树上过夜。你必须在当日把它埋葬，因为被挂在木头上的是受上帝咒诅的，这样子你就不至于玷污耶和华你上帝赐给你做产业的地了。
If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death and his body is hung on a tree, you must not leave his body on the tree overnight. Be sure to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse. You must not desecrate the land the Lord your God is giving you is an inheritance.
啊，所以旧约时代，你这个 criminal， 你刑事犯，你犯了该死的罪，出事了以后，挂在树上。
So in the Old Testament time, if you commit a crime, after you've been dead, they'll hang you on a tree.
这个是东方的一个 practice 啊。
So this is a practice.
中国人叫什么？有四个字叫什么？选手什么？选手失踪是不是？选手失踪，同一回事情。Public display 就是这个意思。
It's a public display of.
好，那耶稣基督被钉在十字架上面。
So Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
新约圣经里面说他是被挂在木头上。
In the New Testament says it's hung on the wood.
那不是因为他有罪。
Not because he is sin.
而是在哥林多这个后书五章二十一节这样子讲。
But the Second Corinthians chapter 5, it says this.
好，哥林多后书五章二十一节说。
5:21.
说上帝使那无罪的替我们成为有罪的，使我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
耶稣基督钉十字架的结果。
So that's the result of Christ being there on the cross.
把他的百姓
for his people,
从律法的这个咒诅之下给拯救出来。
Delivered from under the curse of the law.
他自己担当我们该得到的这个咒诅。
So he took all the curse.
所以我们因为他受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
So we were healed by his, slashes.
那脱离了这个律法的咒诅。
So delivered us from the curse of the law.
而且第十四节说，这样子亚伯拉罕所蒙的福，就在耶稣基督里临到外族人，是我们因着信可以领受所应许的圣灵。
So it here says the promise from to Abraham was fulfilled through Jesus Christ himself.
所以神跟亚伯拉罕应许说，世界上每一个民族都要因为你的缘故要蒙福。
Because God told Abraham, all nations will be blessed through your name.
那怎么样透过亚伯拉罕而蒙福呢？
So how can we be blessed through Abraham?
那有一天亚伯拉罕的子孙里面有一位耶稣基督要来拯救所有在基督里的人，拯救他们脱离律法的咒诅。
One day among Abraham's offspring, one Jesus Christ is going to come.
那不但如此，并且得到上帝的祝福。
And not only that, we'll be blessed by God.
那这个祝福，我们怎么知道得到这个祝福呢？
How do we know we have such a blessing?
十四节下半说，因着我们的，我使我们因着信可以领受所应许的圣灵。
So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
啊，那为什么这里保罗提到圣灵呢？
Why does Paul mention Holy Spirit?
圣灵有多方面的这个意义。
Spirit has many meanings.
我们昨天晚上看到关于新约的应许，很多地方跟圣灵有关系，对不对？
Last night we saw the promises of the New Testament. Many things relate to the Spirit.
啊，现在考试了。
Now's the time for tests.
啊，耶利米书、以西结书都提到新约的应许会有哪一些应许啊？
Jeremiah mentioned what are the promises?
新的心，哦，感谢主。还有呢？新的灵，还有什么？除去我们的这个实心赐给我们肉心，对不对？然后新的灵赐给我们，有新的生命赐给我们，对不对？然后上帝要赦免我们所有的罪名，就我们一切的不义，这个都跟圣灵有关系。
So this all relate to the Holy Spirit.
当今天我们领受圣灵的时候。
When we receive Holy Spirit today,
啊，我们就是在这个新的这个约里面有份。
So we are in the New Testament.
啊，我们上帝用他的灵生了我们。
So God gave us birth through the Spirit.
那上帝用他的灵生了我们，我们就是上帝的儿女。
So we become His children.
啊，那你今天是不是上帝的儿女，不是决定于你有没有受洗。
So whether you are children of God is not dependent whether you were baptized.
也不是决定于你做了几次决志祷告。
It doesn't depend on how many times you have committed.
而是你里面有没有神的灵在你里面。
It's a matter whether you have God's Spirit.
圣经说你没有耶稣基督的灵在你里面，你就不是属于基督的。
God says if you do not have the Holy Spirit in you, you do not belong to Christ.
你没有耶稣基督的灵在你里面，你不是在耶稣用他的宝血所立的新约，你不是在这个约里面。
If you don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you, you are not in the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. If you have a God's Spirit,
你就是神的儿女,
you are God's children.
你有神的灵在你里面,
if you have a God's Spirit,
这个就是你将来得基业的凭据,
so that is the assurance of you receiving inheritance.
你有神的灵在你里面,
if you got God's Spirit in you,
这个就是你得救的印记,
以弗所书第一章这样子讲, so this is the mark of your salvation.
所以我们今天加拉太这些基督徒保罗就问他们,
so today Paul asked Christians in Galatia,
你们领受了圣灵,
you have received the Spirit.
Okay, 就换句话说就是你是神的儿女在新天新地里面有份,
so in other words, you are God's children, you partake in the new,
在耶稣基督的约里面有份,
you have partake in Jesus Christ.
保罗就问他们, 是因为你们遵行了律法所以你得到圣灵呢, 还是你透过信耶稣基督得到圣灵?
So first, did you receive Holy Spirit by obeying the law or through Jesus Christ?
哦，这个其实很简单。
So it's very simple.
他们知道他们信了耶稣基督, 他们就领受了圣灵。 那保罗说, 那既然如此的话, 为什么你要回去老的路呢?
So Paul says, since so, why would you go back the old way?
所以这是一个不合理的事情。
So it doesn't make sense.
不过感谢主。
But we thank God.
上帝给我们有机会一起来学习。
God gave us a time to study together.
其实我自己信了主以后，结果一直在华人教会里面待着。
Since I become a believer, I've been among the Chinese Christian churches.
那以前我也不懂什么叫做改革中的信仰这个东西。
So I didn't know what the reform is.
如果你去读我华人基督教圈子里面出版的各种书籍的话，等等，很多都是走律法主义的道路。
So if you read the books written through the Chinese churches, many mentions about law.
这个是中国教会一个不幸的一个传统。
So this is a unfortunate tradition in the Chinese churches.
所以华人教会里面，我记得这个一直都是认为福音书呢，福音呢就是四个福音书里面记载的东西。
So in the Chinese church, they think of the gospel just the four gospels of the Bible.
其他的是培灵。
The other ones are just a revival.
培灵跟福音是两码子不同的事情。
So there are two different things.
那培灵是什么意思呢?
So what is a revival?
你们可能在座，可能我，如果很久以前在华人教会待过的话。
If you have been in the Chinese church for a long time,
培灵会就是请一个外来讲员把你痛骂一顿。
So when you have revival meeting, you ask a speaker come in,
然后你里面充满了内疚。
Make you feel guilty.
你垂头丧气的这样子回家。 然后你跪在上帝面前立志，我要靠着自己的努力，尽心祷告来遵行你的律法，让你更加的爱我。
So you kneel down before God to say, I'm going to obey the law, I'm going to please you.
这个是律法主义的一种表现。
So this is a way of legalism.
不过感谢主。
We thank God.
上帝给我有机会能够接触到改革中的信仰，能够明白福音。
So God gave me the chance to understand the reformers.
上帝让我看到福音不只是福音书记载的那些东西，而是整本书记载讲一件事情。
So God led me to know that gospel is not just the four gospel, just the entire Bible means one.
从创世纪，上帝应许女人的后裔，一直到启示录，实际上每一个民族都有人来到耶稣的面前。
So beginning from Genesis to Revelation, from beginning to the end.
从上帝创的美满的世界到堕落，一直到耶稣基督再来，然后重新上帝更新整个宇宙，这个叫做福音。
So the gospel is when God created the perfect world, the man fell, and then Jesus Christ came, and then there could be a new heaven.
这个福音给我们有盼望。
This gospel brings us hope.
这个福音给我们有希望。
Give us hope.
这个福音给我们有释放。
Give us release.
这个福音使我们脱离考试的威胁。
So this gospel delivers us from examination.
以至于我们能够好好的专心读书。
So we can concentrate and study.
好好过着神儿女的生活。
So to live a good Christian life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
为了你给我们这个宝贵的丰盛的福音，我们感谢你。
We thank you for giving us such abundant gospel.
你给我们的是超过我们所能够想象的。
What you have given us is beyond our imagination.
求主你自己来帮助我们。
May God yourself help us.
天父，我们可能认为福音是一个很简单的一件事情可以明白的。
Heavenly Father, we may think And the gospel is so simple to understand.
天父, 我们承认, 我们的智慧实在是太有限,
but Father, we admit that our wisdom is so limited. We cannot imagine how abundant what you have prepared us.
求你自己来帮助我们,
may you help us yourself.
让我们能够一起来学习,
so that we may study together to know you better.
对你给我们所预备这样子丰盛的救恩有更深的认识,
so we can better understand what the abundant salvation have prepared us.
你的丰盛的恩典, 这个奇异的恩典, may
even better understand your amazing grace.
求主你帮助我们,
may God to help us.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.